All right, we're going to go to Tennessee right now. Kathy's on the line with us. Kathy, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you.
All right, tell us all about this light and a little frustration that you're having with it.
Okay, well, the light is positioned, it's more over the bathtub than not, and it's got a pewter silver ring around it, and then the center of it is also pewter, and it has, we've lived here about 2 years, and it is slowly rusted out, and I need to replace the light, and I didn't know if I should be shopping for a it looks to me when I go into the home improvement stores that most of those decorative lights, it's just going to be replacing the same. Mm-hmm. And I want to replace it with something that's not going to rust out this time, given the high humidity in the shower. It's a windowless bathroom.
Okay. All right. Well, certainly using that exhaust fan is very, very important to use it while any shower is happening and at least 10 to 15 minutes after that. That's the first thing. And then there are fixtures made for over tub and shower areas. They, in many areas of the country, it's a requirement in the electrical code so that for whatever reason you would reach up in there to touch the bulb while you're in the shower or while you're in the tub. It prevents that because it's all sealed off, and also it has a better finish on it than traditional finishes. So if it's compatible in that you can get just the trim piece to fit your existing fixture, that would be the challenge there, is making sure that it would adapt to it. But they're readily available and not very expensive, and they look just fine, but they're just basically a sealed bulb unit.
Okay.
And I think that's what I would do. Now, you can also take down your existing trim, steel wool it, sand it, wipe it down with mineral spirits, and then spray it. There's all kinds of finishes in pewter spray, or if you want to change the finish on it. And one can would probably paint that fixture about 10 or 15 times. So that might be another option for you to try.
Okay, great.
Well, good.
Well, that sounds like a quick fix. I know the fan is, it's in fairly close proximity to that light, but and that was how I started on, and how I found you guys was I was looking up to see if I should be cleaning that fan exhaust.
Yeah. Well, you definitely should. It's always good to clean an exhaust fan. It just makes it work better and is cleaner. And you just want to make sure that exhaust fan is getting that hot, moist air all the way to the outside and not just depositing it in your attic space.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. All valuable information. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Good. Our pleasure, Kathy. I hope you have a great weekend and appreciate you calling Today's Homeowner. Moisture, all kind of times, all kind of problems that result to that.